But first, our top story. The Ethiopian government's push to secure an outlet to the Red Sea has neighboring states going into action. I recently spoke with an expert on security issues in the Horn of Africa, and here's my report on our conversation. Ethiopia's negotiations with Somaliland, a self-governing entity that seeks independence from Somalia for sea access, has worsened the historically fraught relationship between Ethiopia and Somalia. Egypt, already worried about the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam and its impact on Nile waters, has seized on regional concerns to find new partners in its efforts to pressure Ethiopia, recently providing arms to Somalia. Eritrea recently hosted talks with Egypt and Somalia about Ethiopia's moves. Michael Waldemariam is an associate professor in the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland near Washington. He studies African security issues with particular focus on armed conflict in the Horn of Africa.
But I think what we can say broadly is that the Horn of Africa region is facing real difficulty, broad instability across the entire region. And that is an instability that is quite significant, even in the context of a history of sort of instability and conflict that the Horn has seen. I mean, if you compare, you know, the current moment to some of the most difficult conditions in the region historically, let's say the 1970s and 1980s, what we're seeing right now is really quite challenging from the region's perspective.
Professor Waldemariam points out that non-African powers with strong interests in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden are not sitting on the sidelines. Turkey has renewed its close relationship with Somalia, while the United Arab Emirates remains close to Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. There are already domestic conflicts in the region, Sudan's civil war, regional conflicts in Ethiopia, the ongoing insecurity in Somalia. Waldemariam says other countries in the region may not be in the midst of conflict at this moment, but could trend in that direction if things do not go well.
And then we have a set of interstate challenges or conflicts between states that then map onto some of these internal conflicts. So I think the most significant at the moment is this kind of regional split or regional rift between Ethiopia on the one hand, ally in Somaliland, and then on the other side of the equation, the Somali government, Mogadishu, Eritrea, and Egypt. This is a tripartite arrangement that was consummated on Asmara several weeks back. And so I think that is broadly the state of play. And then, of course, on top of that, we could sort of add on a whole range of other complicating factors, external intervention from countries in the Middle East, big powers, the United States, China, Russia, climate change. We could sort of go on down the list. But this is, I guess, a point that I would reiterate is that even by historical standards, this is quite a volatile moment for the Horn of Africa.
The complexity of the region and the web of influences that crisscross historically contested terrain makes the risk of miscalculation tipping into conflict particularly high. Professor Waldemariam concludes his thoughts by saying, what happens in the Horn of Africa will reverberate globally.